The fragrant mist of spring hovered over Putnam County, New York. John Crosby and his wife nervously paced the rough-hewn floor of their tiny cottage in an attempt to comfort little Francis. As painful tears flowed from the swollen, infected eyes of their six-week-old daughter, the Crosbys desperately sought for a solution. "John, we have to do something. I can't stand to see Fanny in such agony." "What can we do? The doctor is tending to his patients in the next county. We'll just have to wait till he returns." The heartsick couple finally located another country doctor who was willing to care for their daughter's eyes. Tragically, the hot mustard poultices that he prescribed completely destroyed Fanny's eyesight. Fanny Crosby later reflected on the circumstances that caused her blindness and the impact that it had on her life. "When about 6 weeks old, I was taken sick. My eyes grew very weak, and those who had charge of me poulticed my eyes. Their lack of knowledge and skill destroyed my sight forever." The Crosby family later learned that the doctor who had prescribed the treatments was not qualified to practice medicine. "As I grew older, they told me I should never see the faces of my friends, the flowers of the field, the blue of the skies, or the golden beauty of the stars. When my dear mother knew that I was to be shut out from all the beauties of the natural world, she told me in my girlhood that two of the world's greatest poets, Homer and Milton, were blind, and that sometimes Providence deprived persons of some physical faculty in order that the spiritual insight might be more fully awake. Soon I learned what other children possessed, but I made up my mind to store away a little jewel in my heart, which I called content. This has been the comfort of my whole life. When I was 8 years of age, I wrote these words: Oh, what a happy soul am I! Although I cannot see, I am resolved that in this world contented I will be. How many blessings I enjoy that other people don't! To weep and sigh because I'm blind, I cannot and I won't." Countless souls have been led to Christ through her hymns. The lives of millions have been enriched because one little girl responded properly to God's design for her life. My grandmother was to me more than I can ever express by word or pen. When she knew that her little granddaughter was to be sightless for life, she sought to make up for the loss of my eyes by coming to our home, taking me on her knee and rocking me while she told me of the beautiful sun with its sunrise and sunset. One afternoon after a thunderstorm, Grandma caught me in her arms and